Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where the clock ticks toward a possible government shutdown, and Republicans in the House are still divided on a short-term fix. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has our top story.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who's still trying to coax this small group of GOP hardliners to accept a short-term fix that would keep the lights on in the government and keep federal workers from being furloughed. Government funding runs out on Saturday at midnight.
If it does, business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it could hurt the U.S. credit rating further.
Currently, Moody's maintains the highest rating possible for U.S. debt. Its two competitors, Fitch and Standard & Poor's, have dropped the rating by one notch.
President Biden will join the United Auto Workers president, Sean Fain, and striking union members on the picket line in Wayne County, Michigan today. Donald Trump will be there tomorrow, where he could hear from people like James Snow.
Both parties need to pay more attention to, do more to support us, and not just at election time.
Members walked off the job 12 days ago, demanding better wages, a four-day work week, and other benefits. Striking WGA members are expected to vote on a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood Studios starting today. CBS's Elise Preston is in L.A.
After nearly 5 months on the picket line, writers like Alex Zaragoza are greeting the news of a new contract agreement with more than just relief.
I immediately just had that, like, sobbing and just feeling so happy.
Union members are still only getting snippets of their new contract terms, which, if approved, would be locked in for 3 years.
California's governor has signed a bill banning school boards from rejecting textbooks. Here's correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Governor Newsom said the new law protects families and gives them the right to decide what's right for them. It bars school boards from banning instructional materials and library books because they provide inclusive or diverse perspectives.
No one won last night's Powerball jackpot.
That means another chance for you and even more money up for grabs. The jackpot's now an estimated $835 million. Your next shot at hitting all the numbers and striking it rich is tomorrow night.
CBS's Stacy Lynn, just in from Spain.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Prosecutors have charged Shakira in a second tax evasion case. They claim she skipped out on more than $7 million on her 2018 income by using an offshore company based in the Bahamas. S&P futures down 25. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Stay out of the Great Lake today. A beach hazard statement runs through tonight for Lake Michigan beaches all along the shoreline from Sheboygan to Kenosha. Life-threatening waves of 3 to 6 feet are expected along with dangerous currents. A 17-year-old Milwaukee student has been charged with bringing a compact pistol into a classroom at North Division High School. Nate Wegehopt has more.
The gun, which folds into a wallet-sized shape, is about as large as a stack of credit cards and lighter than a roll of quarters. Police say during class, the student played with the gun, leading the teacher to confiscate it and alert the principal. They then contacted Milwaukee police. The gun was unloaded and the teen did not have any ammunition. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is pursuing adult charges. Parents are concerned that the gun even made its way into the school.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I've been trying my best to be fair, because at the root of who I am is fair. But I can't, in good consciousness, continue to watch Donald Trump and watch and listen to what he says and somehow be silent to say that, well, you know, the Democrats are just as bad. I can't do that anymore, because they're not the same. And it's not all conservatives, right? It's not all of them. But clearly Donald Trump is a misguided individual with some real psychological issues. And people see that and still think that he's my man. People who know better. People who know better still listen to him and compromise truth because he's my man. And what I don't understand is, why is he your man? He's ignorant. I'm sorry. At the root of it is he's ignorant. He's also evil. And to think that this is the guy, knowing all of that, you've seen him. You know who he is. You know what he is. You know what he stands for. And you hear him. And even in the face of, well, you know, Joe Biden is too old. You know, we can't have an old guy like that as the president. What are you talking about? I'd rather have an old guy who's honest or attempts to be to have a guy who clearly tells you, I'm not going to do what's right. He tells you up front. You know, if I get back in office, I'm going to punish some people because the people shouldn't have ever done what they did to me. I clearly won the election 3 years ago, and they took it away from me. So anybody who's in my way, I'm going to use the office of the presidency to punish them. And then people who claim to be righteous jump on the bandwagon. Yeah, that's what we want, more of that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the Christians, you know, when, you know, the Christians with the Romans, and they would bring the Christians out, and they'd sick the lions on them, and the Romans say, yeah, get them, get the Christians. That's what this is. Donald Trump demands Republicans shut down the government so it will defund this criminal prosecutions. And instead of people saying, hey, that doesn't make any sense. How many people get hurt when you shut down the government? Never mind, they don't care about the people being hurt. We got to stick with Donald Trump. What is that? That's a psychosis. You know this man is not right in the head. He doesn't care about the damage that's going to happen to people or to this government when it's shut down. But he says they must shut it down so that his four criminal cases against him will be slowed down. How is that right? How is that anything that you as an American citizen should think that that's right and that that's justice? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Listen to this person. Former President Donald Trump has called on congressional Republicans to let the government shut down in a dubious effort to undermine the criminal proceedings against him. Despite federal criminal proceedings being exempt from shutdowns, Trump posted on his social media platform, True Social, on Wednesday evening, a very important deadline is approaching at the end of the month in reference to September 30 deadline of to pass a funding bill. We're 4 days away. And Republicans in Congress can and must defund all aspects of crooked Joe Biden's weaponized government that refuses to close the border and threats and treats half the country as enemies of the state. Wait a minute. What half of the country is Joe Biden and the government treating as enemies of the state? Who are those people? Is that the everyday Republican, the rank and file Republican? No. This is also the last chance to defund those political prosecutions against me and other patriots. Oh, Donald Trump is a patriot. And Calvin, hey, help me understand what a patriot is. And you'll find a definition, you know, but give me your own. And how does Donald Trump's name even get equated with the term patriot?
Well,
no, man, come on,
I
man.
I guess in his eyes, he's a patriot because he thinks he is the country, which is scary and dangerous.
Well, yeah, man, it's so my point is, it's bad enough what he thinks, but all the people who jump on the bandwagon with him is what I'm talking about. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Hey, explain to those of us who don't see it through that prism why you think what Donald Trump is saying is right and good for this country. So you think Donald Trump is good for this country? Can you please explain to those of us who aren't so perceptive as you are why Donald Trump is good for this country? Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Ken from our Sturgeon Bay. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right. Why is Donald Trump the person that we should have heading our government again?
Well, first reason, he would quit buying oil from Russia and giving Ukraine trillions of dollars, but yet still buying oil from Russia.
Well, first off, wait, hold on, Ken. He hasn't given Ukraine any trillion dollars. You said trillions, and so he hasn't given them the first trillion. So let's erase that. We buy oil from all over the world, you know. What else?
Earl, can I explain something to you?
Well, you can, if it's going to be inaccurate, man, you can't explain it to me. Yeah, you know, you just spewed some stuff that was inaccurate, man.
Okay, he's half a trillion.
He hasn't given half a trillion, man. We have not given half a trillion dollars to Ukraine, man. But anyway, go ahead.
How much oil we put? Yes. He put sanctions on Russia. So what Russia's doing is sending crude oil to Saudi Arabia, and we're buying that from Saudi Arabia. Because according to the sanctions, we can buy third-party oil. So basically, the money is funneling back to Putin.
Okay, so let me ask you. Putin is Donald Trump's buddy. You can't dislike Putin and then think Donald Trump is the answer, because Donald Trump has a great relationship with Putin, man.
Who?
Donald Trump. He already said, man, if he gets elected, he's going to sit down with Putin, his friend, and they're going to end the war.
That's a bad thing?
Well, number one, it's not true, because Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, last week said if Donald Trump can end the war, why didn't he tell him about it right now and they'd end it?
Because Sleepy Joe's in charge of the show.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you something. So you'd rather have a known liar in Donald Trump. You'd rather have a known liar and flim-flam man as the president of the United States. You refer to Joe Biden as Sleepy Joe. And so if there's only two of them, if you had to make a choice, why would you say Donald Trump?
Because we can end the war.
That's more than just about the war, man. Why would you pick Donald Trump?
Okay.
He's a liar.
Prices, inflation, you just name it. It just goes on and on and on. It's just invasion of the country. Ask the mayor of New York City. He'll tell you.
All right. Got to go to a break, man. 844-967-2789. I'm interested in you conservatives and why it is you look at this man. You know this man does not care about the masses of the American people. You know it. He said it many times, and yet you're willing to vote for him. I don't get it. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 68. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, it baffles me that, you know, we're almost on the precipice of the 2024 election and that people overwhelmingly on the Republican side of things think that Donald Trump is the person that they want to see the president of the United States again. Well, you know, he's done some great things. What? You know, well, he's going to end the war. You just heard Ken. He's going to end the war. Who said? Well, he said it. Oh, okay. Yeah. He said he's going to end the war. Here's a man who's willing and telling people to shut down the government that is going to harm millions of families and people and innocent people who have nothing to do with this, trying to save his hide, mistakenly thinking that if they shut down the government, the witch hunt will stop, you know, and he'll somehow be able to escape what he set himself up for. Justice. That's what he should receive. And what the American people should receive is justice. This man should go somewhere and sit down. And, well, it's too late now. If he would have had any sense, he was fortunate enough to have gotten 4 years with the record that he had before he even got there. The worst, ethically, almost the worst man who's ever sat in the White House, and there have been some doozies historically, but he's by far the worst. And you want him back. Hey, Tom, What's going on?
Hey, Earl. You know, I'd like to ask these conservatives, would they actually, who would they rather have take care of their kids or grandkids?
Come on, man.
To babysit? Would it be Donald Trump or would it be Joe Biden? Joe and Jill or Donald and, I can't, Melania? Who would they rather have watch their kids? Now ask yourself, why would you want that person running the country when that, when you wouldn't even trust that person to even watch your kids or grandkids? I think that's a question they really need to ask themselves, number one. And number two, all of these times when Milwaukee comes up, I keep on hearing breakdown of the family. Milwaukee, breakdown of the family. I really would love to take a look into some of these people that are saying this about their own particular families, because I have a feeling that their families are probably not so good themselves. But they sure love to spew it. And like I always say, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it.
Hey, Tom, but help me understand how people in their right minds want to see Donald Trump as the president again. Can you help me understand that?
I guess they like the daddy. I guess they like the authoritarian. They say they don't like the authoritarian. They say they like, you know, having freedom, and they like to.
Hey, Tom, he's not.
They break the first commandment.
Tom, he's not a bright man. He's not a well man, right? I mean, anybody can see that.
He's not. And when these people talk about him ending a war, one, he doesn't even tell the truth about his weight, about anything he says that comes out of his mouth. And number two, he might have a connection there because Putin is his banker, and then Putin basically will take over the whole world because of the fact that Donald Trump is his banker. And if you don't believe it, just ask his sons. They've said it themselves that it wasn't for Putin, they would not be around. So, of course, they will take care of Putin.
So Tom, hang on. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while. You know, we're going to get the other side of it. CJ is on the line. So, you know, we're going to hear CJ. I'll give you and CJ. We'll take one side on the left, one side on the right. And then let's hear why people believe that Donald Trump should be the president of the United States again. What is going on in the minds of everyday people that they say at the dinner table, at breakfast, I think Donald Trump should be the president of the United States again. What? What? Donald Trump should be the president of the... Historians are going to say, hey, the worst mistake ever made in the history of government was Donald Trump was elected president. But then that's an asterisk because it's going to say the second time. Listen, we'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Hey, it's rough, but somebody's got to do it. We'll be right back.
Home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Senate could take up a short-term spending bill today to keep the government from running out of money Sunday, but House Republicans still divided. In the event of default, Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Moody's warned that a government shutdown would hurt the U.S.'s credit rating. That credit rating is a scorecard on how able the country is to repay its debts.
President Biden set to fly to Wayne County, Michigan to meet with UAW President Sean Fain and striking workers.
If you take a look at the significant increase in salaries for the executives and growth of the industry, they should benefit from it. So, yes, I always support you.
Amid new signs of a COVID uptick.
As of yesterday, COVIDtest.gov is up and running again. The government wants to make sure everybody, every household has tests on hand ahead of the holidays.
Medical contributor Celine Gounder, hospitalizations are slowing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A public information meeting is scheduled for next week about the demolition of the Horizon West condo building in Waukesha. The gathering Monday at City Hall will address questions related to the demolition and asbestos abatement. The initial phase involves removing non-hazardous loose materials like furniture, followed by asbestos abatement, with demolition set to commence around the end of November. Donny Boys in Waukesha has been closed due to safety concerns, leading to the evacuation of people living above the bar. The city took action last week after discovering that the building lacked electricity, resulting in the absence of safety features like smoke detectors, fire alarms, and working exit signs. The property, listed at $600,000 for sale, faces additional issues with nearly $16,000 in unpaid taxes and utilities. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm asking the question, why is it, what does anyone see in Donald Trump that right now 50, 60% of Republicans are saying that's their man? They're going to vote for him again. Listen to this. So Donald Trump posted this on his Truth Social platform that accused liberal Jews of voting to destroy America and Israel. Just a quick reminder for liberal Jews who voted to destroy America and Israel. This is Donald Trump talking, and not in a dark room in broad daylight. Again, just a quick reminder, Donald Trump speaking for liberal Jews who voted to destroy America and Israel because you believed in false narratives, said the Post, which came on the weekend of Rosh Hashanah and the Jewish New Year. Let's hope you learn from your mistake and make better choices moving forward. The Post touted Trump's decision to relocate U.S. Embassy and Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, among other moves. It is unclear what prompted the post. The Trump campaign did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for comment. Prominent Jewish advocacy groups, including Americans, Israel Public Affairs Committee, and J Street, also did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Let's go, CJ. Your thoughts, man.
Well, thanks again for taking my call, Earl. I really don't like to do this, but I will do it this time. First off, you talked about who'd you rather be a grandparent. Joe Biden denied his grandbaby. What a classy man. Americans are safer and more prosperous with a Republican in office.
It doesn't matter if the Republican is a low-down hound dog. That doesn't matter.
Donald Trump's tax cut.
Donald Trump is a low-down hound dog.
Wouldn't have happened. Okay. It wouldn't have happened if COVID. Can I respond? It wouldn't have happened without COVID happening. We are more secure and more prosperous with a Republican. And I'll listen to Israel's President Netanyahu when he prays President Trump for the Abraham Accords that is laying foundation. If you watch the Brett Baer show special report with
Brett Baer's
leader, it was amazing. They are so close to a peace deal because of the Abraham. And as far as if you're spewing it, you're doing it. I don't think it was the Trump campaign that played for the lie about President Trump. It was Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party and the 51 intelligence officers that lied to the American people.
What lie, CJ?
That President Trump and Hunter weren't taking money from China.
Oh, okay. So CJ, what about the 91 counts that former President Donald Trump is up against? 91 counts, felony counts.
The Joe Biden Department of Justice, just the way you used to call Bill Barr the Trump Department of Justice, the Joe Biden Department of Justice is running this thing. It's disgusting.
And
the reason we're voting for President Trump is anybody who buys gas and groceries and pays for heat, because this President Biden, attacked our energy independence.
CJ, so Bill Barr, the attorney general for Donald Trump, doesn't like Donald Trump. He's walked away from him. What does that tell you?
I want to hear. He said that he would vote for him, too.
No, Bill Barr has walked away. Bill Barr has walked away from Donald Trump, man. What are you talking about? He's accused Donald Trump
anymore.
What?
He said he would vote for him above Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Hey, Bill from Oconomowoc, your thoughts?
Good morning, girl. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I want to address CJ. CJ, in a way, buddy, I feel sorry for you, but I'm very glad you're on the air because I have to understand how you people think. And when I say you people, I don't like saying that category, but here goes. I teach leadership. I run leadership classes. I've got three of them soon to open a fourth. If you live in fear, you will live for Donald Trump. Trump sells fear wholesale. You arm yourself. You carry weapons. You think that drugs are out to get you, anything that the government says about drugs. But here's who's out to get you, CJ. The generals, the Pentagon, the CIA,
the FBI,
everybody in America is out to get Trump. That's why they call it America. America recognizes threats. They recognized him as a direct threat the day he walked into office. Milley started looking over his shoulder. Thank God. Thank God. Because this guy is a loose cannon who sells fear. Fox just sells it by the boatload, and you guys buy it. You live by fear. You hope. You cling to fear. You don't look to hope and leadership. You don't. Because that's scary. They tell you that's scary. But, CJ, buddy, take a day off, collect your thoughts, and tell me how you don't live in fear, or share that with Earl.
So hang on. Hang on, Bill. Hang on, Bill. CJ, you want to respond to Bill?
Well, I will respond to Bill because Bill's the only one that can have an AR-15 is his grandson. So hypocrites speak loudly on this show. I would like to respond to him because this president, President Biden, on day one attacked our border.
Oh, okay, CJ. I mean, we can't keep every day you go back to the same script, man. We hear that every day. Okay, the question is again, what is it about this man who, again, unprecedented, 91 felony counts? You can't tell me that 91 times that he's been accused of these felony counts, that all 91 counts are false. A blind man could see that one of them at least has to be true.
The FBI and CIA spied on him with the Hillary Clinton.
They spy on everybody. They spy on everybody. They spy on everybody. Hey, CJ, they spy on everybody. That's their job.
You obviously didn't read the Durham report. That's 316 pages of facts.
Hey, CJ, let me say this, because I haven't said it yet on the air, but I'm going to say it now. I am right now in the process of doing some citizens training with the FBI. Now, does it mean that I'm trying to become an FBI agent? No, I'm not. But what the FBI is doing is opening up opportunities for citizens to see what their operation is all about. So I am going through that training now. I have been for the last couple of weeks. I got 6 more weeks of it. I'm not going to sell myself out to the FBI because they're giving me an opportunity to see, along with 29 other citizens, what it is they do. But that's what they do. They investigate things, man. They investigated Donald Trump. If he wasn't doing anything, he wouldn't have been investigated. Go ahead.
We learned out that, too, with the FISA reports in the Durham report. So you obviously haven't read it, Earl. You should. It's factual. I appreciate you joining the FBI.
I'm not joining the FBI. And let's be clear. I'm not going to let you. I didn't say what I said for you to confuse it or to make it appear as if I'm joining the FBI. I'm not. Okay? It's an opportunity for citizens to see what happens with the FBI. Many other media people are there, as well as myself. So I'm not joining the FBI. Hey, Tom, you want to respond to CJ?
Yeah, CJ keeps on talking every day about the Durham report. The Durham report is a guy named Durham who is a Republican who has so many flaws in his report, just like anybody can have a report. And CJ, I'm happy I don't listen to your Fox so-called news and Brett Baer or whoever that is.
Well, I do. I listen
and,
to it.
I
know, but go ahead. I know, man.
Child lock. And CJ, I really do want you to ask that question. You said that Joe Biden said that that he didn't recognize one of his grandchildren. I'm asking, who would you rather have watch your children on a Saturday night or on a week-long vacation? Would you rather have it be Donald Trump and Melania, or would you rather it be Joe Biden and Jill Biden? That was my question to you. So let's not get things twisted here. And the thing is, you keep on saying the same things every day, the Durham report, the this, the that. And it's like, then you go and you research it, because yes, I have read the Durham report, 306 pages. And you know what? It's a flawed report. It's the facts, and you just can't deal with facts. All you deal with is Republican talking points. You never get to an actual fact that is actually true.
So, Tom, let me say this. This is not beat up on CJ. CJ represents a segment of this population that, in the face of knowing who Donald Trump is, they're going to vote for him anyway. That's the inherent danger, man. Not one guy, right? CJ's one guy. But he represents just tens of millions of people, and maybe even a hundred of millions of people, who think this man should be the president of the United States again. That's the inherent danger, man. Tom, that's the danger. Not CJ. He's irrelevant. He's one guy.
CJ is irrelevant. Yeah, absolutely. CJ is irrelevant. It's 30% of the country right. That think this way.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Because they want daddy. They don't want to do self-governance. They want someone else to take care of it for them. And the thing is, CJ, you talk about safety. Who kept us safe? Please answer this question for me, since you're so big on Saudi Arabia nowadays, because you saw some cool interview on Fox. Tell me who 11 of the 14 hijackers were on 9/11.
Hey, Tom, we got to go to a break, man. I got to cut you there. Thank you. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Slip out the back, check. Make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, bro. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 68, winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. And no, the show is not long enough. I need more time. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, I was listening earlier this morning, and I heard CJ on the radio. Then I did my service call. Then I got out, and CJ is still on the radio. Was he on the entire hour?
Absolutely not.
Call back?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, CJ is very smart. He does his homework.
No, well, no, he doesn't.
CJ. No, yeah, he does. And, you know, Earl, you're really a good guy because you allow people like CJ and I to be on the radio. It's really good. It's good for ratings, and you know it. That's why.
Let me clarify something. I don't allow you on for ratings. To be honest with you, I don't care about ratings. I don't come on the radio to try to get ratings, man. I'm on the radio talking about the realities of what this nation faces. It's too serious a time to be worrying about ratings. But oh, I forgot. That's what they do on all those conservative stations, worry about ratings. So they'll say anything.
I'm just making a point on what I
know, but I want to correct it and make sure people understand that what you said is not accurate, not with me.
Well, it is accurate, and you know it, because, you know.
And that's not accurate, man. I don't have CJ on because it's good ratings. Our ratings aren't based on what CJ says. Okay, it's not. Or you. Go ahead.
It is good for ratings for you. Whether you put them on or not, it is good for ratings.
Now, listen, man, I'm on the radio, you know, 10 hours a week. CJ's on possibly, you know, 30 minutes out of the whole week. How in the world is he good for my ratings?
Talks to everybody. That's
oh, okay.
Like I do.
Okay.
I went out to dinner with Mike Crute.
But anyway, go ahead, man. What's your take on Donald Trump, man?
Mike, listen, wait, just let me finish. Mike told me when I started calling 4 years ago, he said I was good for ratings.
Listen, man. It has nothing to do with what we're focused on. We're talking about why you guys want to vote for a man who we know has some emotional issues and is a dangerous man. That's the subject, not CJ, not you going out with Mike Crute. Your thoughts?
But my thought is this. Am I better off today, or was I better off when Donald Trump came, when he was in office? I am way better off 4 or 5 years ago than I am today. That's it. That's all you have to say. Just ask any of your listeners, are they doing better
okay.
today?
So in the face of what this man has done, the lack of morality in this man and all of those things, you say you're a Christian. None of those things matter because Gary is doing better today financially than he was 4 years ago. So allow this man, who's clearly a man who lacks morals, that's all right with you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't think he's a Christian man. I believe that he believes in God, but he's not a Christian like I would. I am a born again Christian. I was lost. I gave my heart to God when I was 18 years old. Now I'm 71 years old. And I still live in for the Lord. I mean, that's
hey Gary, I'm sorry, man, but we got to run. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Bob. Hey Bob, how you doing? You say what, sir?
Well, good morning, Earl. We're not better off because of Trump. He ignored fact and did things that would be advantageous for him from a power standpoint and from a financial standpoint. That's all he's about.
Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Go ahead, Earl. You're going to ask me a question? Go ahead.
No, Bob, because we're up against it. But, man, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rico. Rico, your thoughts.
Hey, Earl, how you doing this
All
morning?
Right. Yes, sir.
Hey, talk about voting for a man by the name of Donald J. Trump. I just want to address some recent posts by him, and I believe it was Gosar, about wanting to hang a military man by the name of General Milley. Now, don't you find this awful funny? Because Milley came out with that, there was an article in the Atlantic last week where he exposed Donald Trump's complete lack of respect for our military and much more our servicemen.
Yeah, where he brought in a wounded warrior, and Donald Trump said, "Don't bring those kind of people in here anymore like that."
And it just showed his lack of disrespect. He disrespects and does not respect anybody in the military. I mean, from the top all the way to the bottom. And he absolutely despises the wounded or anybody that served and comes back with a disability who gets up on a stage and sings God Bless America at Milley's confirmation. And Donald says that man is no longer worthy.
Well don't forget that Donald Trump is the same guy who said he didn't have any respect for John McCain because John McCain was captured and got wounded. Remember, he said some horrible things, man. I wish I had more time. Rico, thank you. Tom from West Dallas, you got the last of it. You say what?
Well, I'll make this real quick. As far as Trump and the Russian war, you know what will happen there? The same thing happened with health care. He's going to talk with those people, and he's going to come out and say, who knew that brokering peace would be? That's exactly what he's going to do. And I had other stuff to debunk. CJ, once again, and his 51 FBI agents, that was all seriously debunked. They never saw any material from Hunter Biden's laptop, but yet they did this just to try to win votes for Trump during the election. And that's, like I said, we're running out of time, so I just wanted to make that one point for sure.
Hey, Tom, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank all of you who took the time out to listen. Thank all of you who, you know, helped make the show go. I will say this for the last time. I don't do things for ratings. I am not that egotistical a person that to come in here and go on these precious airways trying to sell ratings. It's not what I do. I'm not Fox News. This is not Fox News, where ratings are the most important thing and they'll do and say anything for those ratings, or WTMJ. That's not what this radio station is and what it represents. That's not who I am. So we got to go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.